raindrops are falling on my head.
It's time now for our weekly conservation show here on Q92. Heard every Wednesday morning at this time, featuring news from the Soil and Water Conservation District Office, Black Barrel Yellowbank Clean Water Partnership, Black Barrel County Environmental Office, and more. Now the conservation show for today. Oh, yes, our conservation conversation. I haven't had a chance to say that for a while. We've got Mitch Anderson
that's
in.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, it just came to me out of the blue one day. Strange things come to me quite often. Well, we've got Mitch Anderson in from the Lock Barrel Yellowbank Watershed Office. So welcome. Haven't had you on for a while.
It has been, yeah. And it seems like it's too early to do it now with all the snow.
But. Yeah, we were just talking about that. One of the things you're going to talk a little bit about is Earth Day. And I said, I thought that happens in the spring, you know, looking at these mountains of snow out there. But it is
exactly,
spring.
Exactly, yeah. Normally I would talk about maybe going out to plant a rain garden or something, but
we'll hold off.
Celebrate. There's still things you can do, you know, do a arts and craft activity with recycled material with your kids,
right.
Or
and
eat nothing but organic food that day. Or
it's got a couple of 50-degree days. We're going to feel a little more like
it looks like
spring here.
Sunday going into next week,
yeah.
We got all 60s.
Yep, it's going to be nice.
I've seen anyways.
So if you like snow, get out and enjoy it now, because hopefully that's the last of it. So
yeah.
Well, we've got a few things to talk about today. I'm going to start with Earth Day. What's the date on that again?
This Sunday, the 22nd, is okay. Earth Day. So don't have a lot for it, but celebrate it, recycle, do some arts and crafts with your kids, take a milk carton and do an art and craft, you know.
Pick up trash when you're out walking around.
Exactly.
That's, you know, a lot of times, you know, you see milk cartons or something blowing around, just laying
right there,
and people walk right by it, you know. Pick it up.
For the watershed district, I would normally suggest planting a rain garden or something, but that might have to wait a couple weeks.
Well, that'll be a topic for another day.
Yeah.
Okay, but and you can always go online. I know they have a lot of, if you Google Earth Day, they always have a lot of good suggestions and ideas,
sure.
And websites to help you come up with some stuff for that. So,
yep.
Okay, good project there. Not just Earth Day, but you got some other events coming up over there.
Yeah,
tell
so
us
this
about it.
Summer, June, we'll have a couple events coming up. I'll do my annual canoe trip every year. I don't have a date set for that yet. It kind of depends on the water level. And so I'm thinking with the water levels, the way we have it right now, it'll more likely be in the second half of June.
Okay.
But that'll
at least there should be some water this year.
TBD,
There have been a couple years and there was a little bit too low, but I don't think that's going to be a problem.
We should
this year.
Be okay this year.
Yeah, hopefully. So stay tuned for more on that.
Yep.
All right.
Another event that we have on June 13th is a group that is actually based out of Iowa, and they're Women, Food, and Agricultural Network. And what they do is come up and host an event where they will have lunch and kind of an educational session with women. This is just for women landowners, mm-hmm. Women operators on the farm. They'll host a lunch, educational opportunity, and then they'll follow that up by going out to a site, a field site, and then kind of review some of the conservation practices that are on the land and what women can do to get involved in agriculture. How they can make their voices heard.
A lot of women involved in agriculture in a variety of ways this year.
There is more than you'd think.
Yeah, heading up the various, the Linder Farm Network, you know, a lot of the leaders even in agriculture that they're talking to these days are the women out there. So
right, so a big part of this group is to help with women influence policy and eliminate those communication barriers. And
okay. Probably use some good women in there to straighten some of these guys out.
Exactly.
All right.
So that should be June 13th. We're still finalizing the site that we go to, but if you want more information, you can contact my office at 320-598-3319, or you can also talk to Chess at the Soil and Water. That's 598-7301.
Okay. Now, your office is located still in the courthouse. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay.
I've been moved in the courthouse.
Oh, you have? You're not right up the...
Yeah.
You're not the greeter anymore?
I was going to mention that.
Okay,
not,
we'll get to
I'm
that.
I'm not
later.
The greeter anymore.
Okay, darn. I haven't been up there lately, so...
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get that in a little bit here, but you do have a new employee up there, too, I understand.
Yeah, so that's part of why I moved offices. J. Jared Royland has come on board with Watershed. From a combination of a few different things, we've had a need for a new employee, and Jared has come on board as a drainage manager inspector for us.
Okay. Jared's from the area here, knows the area.
Yep, he's a Lewisburg area native, and he studied at South Dakota State.
Okay.
Now back, and he just purchased a home and is living across the street from work now. So
okay, well, that's good. He can get in there when the weather turns bad. He can be the guy.
He had to show up during these snow days that we just had. So.
Yeah, I know how that goes. My wife, we used to live in a house right across from the hospital, and she was a nurse. You know, she put in a lot of hours, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Kind of hard to come up with an excuse when you live across the street. So there you go, Jared.
Yeah. So with him coming on board, it made sense for us to move our offices around a little bit. So, you know, like you said, my office is now actually down in the northeast end of the hallway on the main floor of the courthouse.
Okay.
We're all kind of crammed in there now in the Environmental Watershed office. So if you look for me or if you need to speak with me as you come in the courthouse,
sure,
you can
where
find
the,
me down in the,
in the environmental hallway. Office down there with Marg and Jen and that gang down there. Okay, gotcha. Yep. Right across from the treasurer's office there.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Everybody knows where that is because they go pay their taxes, hopefully.
That's coming up.
Yeah. That is too, yes.
Another thing that we had, Jared, starting with, we just were awarded a grant for the watershed in the county of Lac Parle to modernize our ditch records. So it's quite the process. We've just started.
A lot of computerization then and that kind of thing? Or
Well, yeah, we're dealing with a lot of records that are more than 100 years old, so they're delicate and they're hard to read.
You're scanning them then and this kind of thing?
We're scanning all of them, and then we're aligning in a mapping format. We're creating ditch center lines, so we'll be able to go into our mapping software during a meeting, click on that ditch with a click of a mouse, and then all the records associated with that ditch are going to pop up.
Hmm.
And so
that'll be good when it gets done, but I'm sure it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
No, they've done that with a lot of records up at the courthouse.
I mean, and then this is kind of an emphasis across the state or for every county to try and modernize their records.
Right.
So.
I know we just, Kiwanis yesterday, we had Josh Amlin in talking about the what they've done with the GIS mapping and all this kind of thing. It's pretty slick.
It makes
it a lot easier than digging through the files.
This ties in with that a little bit, too.
So, all right.
Yeah. It'll be nice, instead of searching for half hour through an old fat stack of paper files, we can one click of the mouse and we should be able to quickly find a record that we're looking for.
Provide a little quicker service, too, if anybody's coming in wondering about something. So
it'll be helpful for the landowners wondering for things. It'll be helpful for the county commissioners making decisions, as well as the watershed for us to do the maintenance and inspection. So
Yeah, but it's fun trying to scan some of those old documents, huh?
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Yeah,
pretty touchy. Don't make that paper like they used to.
No. But,
okay. Now, you've got a couple of events coming up that people are going to want to know about where they can get rid of some of their stuff. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yep. So May 16th, we'll have the household hazardous waste collection. We'll be at the highway department in Madison. That's from 3 to 6 o'clock. And then May 5th, will be the first opportunity this year for electronic disposal. And that'll be from 8 to 12 at the county landfill. And then those would be the first Saturday of the month.
And that goes up through, I think, about, what, October or something like that, I believe. So somewhere into the late summer.
You might know better than I do.
It just seems to me that date sticks in my head. But anyway, we'll be reminding him about that. So, and that's located just northeast of Madison, easy to find out there. Yep. So, yeah, I've taken advantage of that a few times, trying to clean out my back my back room here.
I got to get rid of a TV. My daughter threw a little plastic ball at our big, nice TV, and I put a little crack in it.
Uh-oh.
And that little crack just completely ruined the TV.
That was it. Those new TVs are kind of touchy.
They're delicate.
They are, yes. So, now I'll give you an excuse to buy a new TV anyway.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, anything else we need to cover today, Mitch?
That's all I have, I guess.
Okay.
Just do something earth-friendly on Sunday.
Great. And again, if they want to get some more information on anything we've talked about today or have any questions for you, give them that phone number again up there.
320-598-3319.
And again, your new office location on the main floor?
Yep, still on the main floor down in the environmental watershed office.
In the northeast corner down there.
Yep.
All right, very good. Well, we'll have to get Jared on the program next time, huh?
I'm going
to
bring him in here.
I know you said when you took over, you know, Mary forced you to go on the radio, so we'll have
to. 2 days in, yeah.
Yeah, 2 days in, so we'll have to pay the same favor to Jared there.
Yep.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Maynard.
Mitch Anderson from the Lac Parle Yellowbank Watershed with information on, well, lots of stuff today. So give him a call if you want to know more.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he's got things done. He's sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. But there's one thing